Completes our public hearings. Moving on to our other business this evening.
Can you email it?
Our first item of other business is A Plus Warehouse, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the addition of one warehouse building measuring 6,000 square feet located off Lighthouse Road. The revised final site plan is in compliance with the zoning code. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 9.01. Thank you.
Okay.
Any comment on this? Not. I have a motion.
Ooh.
I move for approval of the final site plan.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve the final site plan for A Plus Warehouse. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Church of God of Prophecy, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 1,000-seat church, parking and other site improvements located off Zor Road, that's Sussex County Route 48. There is an existing worship centre on the parcel which will remain in use. The applicants explained that the buildings will not be in use at the same time and therefore the parking is adequate. The zoning district is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 23, Parcels 18.01, 0.02 and 0.03. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Church of God Prophecy, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moving seconded to approve the Church of God of Prophecy site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 18 dash, or oh no, site plan 1866 Rehoboth Mall, preliminary.
I have one question. Can this be approved by, finally be done by staff?
If you so choose.
Okay, I just want to, where it was commercial, I just want to make sure.
It's commercial. Okay. The only ones you have to see are the RPCs.
Okay.
I have a question. It looks like the road ends in the middle of somebody's yard on the site plan. Is that a driveway? Mm-hmm.
Saw that.
And you can read the description.
I didn't take that as a rule. I thought that was temporary, like a farming access.
Right, that's what I was just trying to make sure that that's...
We can always verify
Before
the final is approved.
Okay.
I didn't notice that.
Plan we got just like... Then there's nothing, and then there's...
What's it? Oh.
So I didn't know if that was somebody.
See this?
Yeah, that may be. So the land's owned by J.G. Townsend where they're putting this, and I know that there's that the road physically I don't believe exists right now.
Yes.
But there is talk about that road connecting from Airport Road and going all the way across to Route 24. So that may be just a conceptual location of that road. So that has nothing to do with this.
This is the temporary.
Right, and we can verify that before final.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for S18-66 Rehoboth Mall with final by staff's
upon receipt
of all agency approvals. I'm tired.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the Rehoboth Mall site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Chelsea A. Rathbon, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 2,140 square foot beauty salon with adequate parking located off Seashore Highway, that's Route 18. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial and AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. The use falls completely in the area zone C1, is therefore a permitted use. The tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 6, Parcel 19.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S1869, lands of Chelsea A. Rathbon, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve lands of Chelsea A. Rathbon preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of R&K Partners preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for R&K Partners, conditional use number 2064, for proposed medical offices and other site improvements. Conditional use 2064 was approved on March 7th of last year. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the preliminary site plan may therefore be approved as a final site plan. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 335. Map 12.05, parcel 4.00. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the preliminary and final site plan of S18-63, Lands of R&K Partners.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Lands of R&K Partners preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Marsh Farms Estates preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Marsh Farm Estates 2008-09 134 lot cluster subdivision. The amenities plan includes a 4,535 square foot clubhouse, swimming pool, parking area, and other site improvements. The amenities plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 12, parcels 15, 16, and 17, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are waiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the preliminary amenities plan for Marsh Farms Estate 2008-2009 with final subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the preliminary amenities plan for Marsh Farm Estates as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Anchors Run. Request to...
Sorry.
Request a revised condition of approval.
Sorry. So this one, this is the one that I think we approved last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make clear what this is all about. After we approved it, we got contacted by Hans upstairs in his department, the county engineering department. And we realized that we just worded condition G wrong. It's the way condition G was worded. It says the subdivision shall be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. We're going to take the reference to Sussex County off. What I wanted to make clear is that doesn't have any impact on the relief that's going to be offered by this development to that troubled sewer system to the north.
Yes.
There's a CPCN to Artesian on this property. Artesian's going to pump to county sewer, but Artesian's actually going to serve the individual homeowners. So the whole solution is through county sewer. That hasn't changed. Just the individual lots on that development are going to be served by Artesian. So that's why we're taking off that reference too.
Yeah, I went back and read the motion.
Yeah, and I wanted to make that clear because that was an important aspect of the public and your reasoning in the motion. None of that has changed, that it's going to provide a solution for all that through sewer. It's just that the individual provider, really, it's the bills are going to come from Artesian. The sewer is going to be pumped to the county on that property. That's
not sure.
So we just need a motion to revise condition G to state the subdivision shall be served by central sewer, period.
Okay. So moved.
There you go.
I was wondering how long this would take you to come up with.
And moved and seconded to approve the request to revise the condition of approval for Anchors Run. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That completes our agenda for the evening. Is there anything else for the good of the order? And if not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Thanks
for your warning.